Now, habit five we call seek first to understand, then to be understood. Ineffective people do the very opposite. They really do. They want to be understood. They're so filled with how right they are or what their desires are that they see the whole life, in a sense, through that autobiographical stance. In other words, it's their story, their value system, their background, their views, their evaluation. That's what guides their decisions. That's what guides their judgments. And for them to really listen empathically, that is within the frame of mind and heart of another person, takes this enormous internal security and this sense of my own worth so that I can afford to leave myself. See, that's why ineffective people cannot afford to leave themselves. They might try to practice this on superficial issues. They might succeed to some degree, but you take the key issues of their life, what we might call the jugular issues, where they have invested an enormous amount of emotional energy. You take those issues, particularly with the dearest people of their life, and that will be their test. And it will be their undoing as well. And it can lead to more win-lose thinking and feeling no one understands me, and then both look for evidence to validate their perception. And if you look for it, you usually can find it one way or another, even if you misinterpret the motives of another, because our tendency is to judge others by their behavior, ourselves by our intentions. So when we see someone's behavior and we suspect what our intention might be on that behavior, we supply it. And then the net effect is it creates a kind of collusion or a negative energy cycle that feeds upon itself, and the relationship begins to deteriorate. And then they don't synergize.